こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということでゲストの方が来ています、エンジニア冒険家の高橋優希さんです。イエイ。
よろしくお願いします。
ようこそようこそ。昨日ね、高橋さんから Facebook でメッセージをいただき、バイリンガルニュースリスナーの千秋さんっていう方がおすすめしてくださって、昨日の今日でもう来ていただいたんだけどすいません。なんか、簡単に誰かっていうのを説明していただけますか。
はい、一応生まれはアメリカで、お父さんが大学院生の時にたまたま生まれて、それで5歳の時に、うん、日本に戻ってきて、小学校はアメリカ、日本だったんだけど、で中学の時にお父さんの仕事でまた家族全員でミシガンに2年間いて、うん、その後また日本に帰ってきたんですけど、高校からまた自分一人でアメリカに行って、それ以来ほとんどアメリカにいます。
で今もサンフランシスコですか。
今は、一応住所がバークリー、サンフランシスコの近くのバークリーっていうところになります、
Where are you though usually?
I'm all over. I'm just living on my backpack with a tent and sleeping bag.
Where were you? Oh, most recently?
Most recently I was in Greenland.
Greenland?
Yeah, working.
That's the icy place.
Right.
Yeah. Icier than Iceland.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, nothing but just white ice.
Yeah. Wow.
So what are you up to? And
over there in Greenland, I was working on a research station as a science technician with just 6 of us. And this is a United States research facility that's in the middle of Greenland at 3,250-meter altitude. Wow. So it was really cold. We got there in February when the temperature was like below minus 60.
Oh my god.
What's the altitude of Greenland normally? Is it that high?
Well, it varies, but the ice sheet is very thick. So we were at the summit, at the highest point of that ice sheet. So
Even at sea level, it's probably cold.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, pretty cold. Mm-hmm.
How do you even get there?
So we flew from Iceland on what's called a twin otter aircraft with 2 propellers, and about 5 or 6 of us can fit.
And you can fit it, isn't it?
I
guess two is better than one.
So it's got soaring. So then you can snow on anywhere.着陸できるっていう、それで温度がマイナス50度以下でも飛べるっていうことで、南極とかでもよく使われている。
Wait, how cold is it there actually where you were?
2月に着いて、I arrived in February. And it was one of the coldest parts of the year, and it was minus 64 was the coldest.
Celsius.
Yeah.Celsius.
That's insane.
By the time I left in June, the temperatures were like much warmer, like minus 30 or so.
Minus 30, they're much warmer.
T-shirt weather.
Oh my god. So, なんか高橋優希さんの名前でググってたんですけど、昨日。そしたらその PhD の時に南極にいらっしゃったっていう、その時の話を聞いてもいいですか。
その時はバークリーで PhD やってたんだけど、宇宙物理でビッグバンについて調べるために望遠鏡を南極に設置したプロジェクトやって、それを通して南極に4回夏の間だけ行くことができて、すごい面白かった。
そもそもこの素人からすると、そのビッグバンを勉強するために南極っていうそのコネクションがあんまりできないんですけど、どういうことですか。
今でもビッグバンを調べるために、宇宙ビッグバンからの光を今でも観測できる、ミリ波っていう電波として、でそのために望遠鏡を作ったんだけど、そのミリ波っていうのは大気の水蒸気とかに吸収されちゃうから、できるだけ乾いてるところが一番最適で、南極点とかはすごい冷たい寒いところだから、あんまり湿度がすごい低い、世界中の中でも。それで、そこにいたんです。
南極10ヶ月ぐらいいらっしゃったって
合計は、毎回 2,3 ヶ月ごと行ってました。
南極だよ
そう、南極なんて行けるとは全然思ってなかったけど、
What is, what, what happens when you show up and you get off of the plane? Like, what's the first thing that they do?
Yeah, so the first thing is like, yeah, it's you feel it in your cheeks, the cold air, and in your nose. Like when you breathe in, your nose instantly like freeze up inside.
Oh my God.
And also the altitude is also pretty high at the South Pole Station, 2800 meter altitude. So you like go out of breath pretty easily walking on the snow. And the snow, the snow is very interesting. When you walk on the snow, because it's so cold and dry, it kind of sounds like you're walking on glass or something, like
why is that, do you know?
Just it's very dry and cold, so it's kind of like almost like ice, but it's still
it's
snow.
Like a crystalline powderish kind of.
So when you walk on the boots, it's just I don't know, squeaky noise.
You don't have to wear like snowshoes or
No. That helps when it snows a lot, but over there it doesn't. Yeah, we didn't have to wear snowshoes.
So what were you doing on like a daily basis for your research?
Oh, right. So when we first got there, it was three of us who first got there in early November to set up. Well, we had to actually first set up the lab. There was a new building, new facility there.
There was no one else there?
Well, there were other people. In fact, there were as many as like 200 people there.
Really?
Others. But from our team, there were three of us. Mm. And we had to set up the lab because it was still an empty building. So and then we like cut up a circle on the roof and craned in the telescope that we built back in California and shipped to the South Pole. And yeah, then we started putting together everything, all the telescope and stuff.
What kind of telescope is this?
So this is it's a microwave telescope. So the aperture was, it's a pretty small one, aperture of about 30 centimeters. And and it had lens. But the lens, unlike optical, regular visible light telescope, the lens is actually just white plastic. Opaque to the visible light, but
Filter?
Or? We also had filter that's like also plastic, made of plastic, white. But the lens has a regular shape, but it just turns out to be very transparent in microwave.
So the aperture is only 30 centimeters, but you still had to cut a hole in the roof?
Right, so the whole telescope was about maybe a meter and a half, because we had to cool the detectors to very low temperatures, like, you know, 0.25 Kelvin. I don't know if you know about Kelvin. It's like the coldest temperature possible when none of the molecules are moving is called absolute zero.
Yeah.
And that's zero Kelvin. That's about minus 273 Celsius.
Okay.
And so we had to cool the detectors to just 0.25 degrees above absolute zero.
That's what they're doing at CERN, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They recently, like, upgraded it by... Because they couldn't get the sensors cold enough.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. So we had to use a lot of liquid nitrogen and liquid helium. So that's why the telescope itself is bigger. And then that whole thing is on a three-axis mount that we can scan it. So the mount is pretty big.
そっか. Wow. その調査してる時っていうのは、それは、その望遠鏡を使うのは夜っていう。
南極だと、半年間昼で半年間夜。主に観測はほとんど夜っていうか冬の間やってたけど、一年中できる。それで、しかも南極点だと、空は沈まない。こうぐるぐる回るだけで、だから常に観測できる。
あ、そっか。もう南極自体がもう想像できなさすぎて、疑問ばかりみたいな感じ。
What do you eat? You don't get like
ね、物資とかって
結構おいしいもの食べてました。
あ、へえ。
なんか結構腕のいい調理人を 雇ってるので、まあ、食べること以外あんまり楽しみがないっていう人によっては、うん、だからすごい重要で、Yeah, we had like lobsters and crabs.
すごいね。
But there are periods of time where they don't fly, right? Because of weather
right.
in that area?
Right. So for South Pole Station, we usually fly, people fly on what's called C-130 cargo aircraft by the U.S. Air Force. But that plane, the hydraulics doesn't work below minus 50 degrees Celsius. So, so between mid-February and early November, planes can't land. At the South Pole. So once you miss the last flight, you're stuck till.
Oh my god.
So what happens if you have a medical emergency?
Mm. Oh yeah. So there's a pretty good medical facility at the South Pole. Still very limited and small compared to regular hospitals, but and a pretty good physician. But I think it's possible to use that Twin Otter that I mentioned earlier. Mm. That aircraft you can fly in even at colder temperatures. It's possible to evacuate, but
Worst
very
case.
Difficult because it's pretty dangerous.
そうか。変な質問ですけど、インターネットとかテレビとか、
あの、インターネットは、あの、衛星を使ってやってて、
そうか。
でも南極だと、あの、まあ、衛星、あの、すごい古い、姿勢衛星だっけ、ジオステーショナリーサテライトを使って十分古いと、なんか、あの、軌道からちょっと十分外れてて南極からとかでも見える、1日 3,4 時間ごとだから、まあ、その衛星を2つか3つ使ってたので、あの、まあ、1日半日ぐらい、10時間ぐらいはインターネットがあったけど遅かったまあ、あの、 YouTube のビデオとか、まあね、かろうじて見れるぐらい。
Geosynchronous is really far away.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah. Yeah. So we had a very big, pretty big antenna in a spherical dome. Yeah. Mm. But so, no TV.
No TV.
So what do you think about the Big Bang? Like, do you? Because some people don't accept it. Some people think it's incomplete. We find things that sort of raise questions about whether, you know, it really makes sense.
Right.
Like, what are your thoughts
on it? Yeah, so that was basically my PhD topic, so I studied it quite a bit. So
I'm asking the right person. Then.
Oh, yeah, totally.
once you study it and, like, study about all the observations that led to these conclusions, yeah, the Big Bang makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because you first, basically, back in the 1920s, people started noticing that the galaxies are, all the galaxies are going away from each other.
Yeah.
And so that means that,
space is expanding.
Right, right. Yeah. And if you just simply reverse that back in time, that just means that everything used to be very close together.
Right.
And when everything is very close together, everything gets really hot and, like, so, and that's basically, in a nutshell, what the Big Bang is. Like, everything used to be very condensed and hot, and that expanded.
But then there's questions, you know, there's the inevitable question of what happened, you know, was there anything before that?
Right.
Is the Big Bang the only Big Bang? Are there, was there a Big Bang before that one? Is it within something that was a Big Bang?
Yeah, you those know? Things I didn't really touch because it's really difficult to.
do you have a sense about what's going on? Because a lot of things, like, we can't prove, we can't observe them exactly. But do you see, like, a trend and it's like, oh, it's probably working like this?
Not really. Yeah, it's really hard to find out anything about the very beginning, before the Big Bang. We're just now trying to find out the very first moments of the Big Bang, but nothing before. But when I was in high school, I used to think about this kind of thing, and I had a little theory that probably doesn't make sense, but my little theory was that...
I love theories that don't make sense.
My little theory was, like, that the universe used to be just nothing, but somehow, I don't know what, it separated into positive and negative parts, and so those became each a universe.
Like matter and antimatter sort of thing? Or like yin and yang?
Not
or?
Even that. Like, it's like energy and negative energy, kind of. Mm. And each... So there's like a two parallel, a two opposing universe.
Right.
So that was my idea, but.
But what's wrong with that idea?
I don't know.
Because the only logical conclusion starting from nothing would be something that cancels itself out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
あとなんかさ、前にビッグバンに変わるなんかテーリーみたいななんか大きいやつ紹介したの覚えてない? Like in that theory, it was, I think it was kind of like there was no beginning. There's no end.
Ah. Hmm. 常に宇宙あったってこと。
そうなんかどっかの地点から始まったんじゃなくて、もうずっと。
There was an idea. Correct me if I'm wrong. That the Big Bang would occur, and then gravity would cause the universe to collapse back into itself.
Oh, right.
For a repeated Big Bang.
Right. Mm.
But then, with what we sort of know about dark matter, we found that I guess dark matter would explain that the universe is actually expanding faster and faster, and that more space is being created in between stuff.
Yeah,
is that
dark,
right?
Dark energy, actually.
Yeah. Or yeah, dark energy. Mm-hmm. Which, do we even know if it's energy? Or
well, we...
It does the opposite of mass. Is that right?
Right. We think that there has to be a lot of energy that's not accounted for to explain the current universe.
The expansion.
But we don't really know for sure what's really causing the acceleration of the universe.
So how does that tie into the Big Bang, like dark energy?
Oh, dark energy? Well, when the universe started with the Big Bang, I feel like the dark energy didn't matter as much. Mm. It was more because everything was close together, so the effects of gravity was more overwhelming. But as the universe expanded and there's more like dark energy is sometimes I think called vacuum energy or something. Mm. And that's kind of like the repulsing nature of space.
Right.
To my understanding. And so the effects become more and more as the universe expands, I think. So yeah, I don't know.
Wow. So, was it 高校の時は普通の高校に通ってらっしゃったんですか？アメリカの。
そう、普通の公共の高校、ミシガンで。
で、その時からでもそうやってビッグバンのこと考えたりとか宇宙に興味はあったってことですね。
そう、小さい時になんか宇宙論が楽しくなる本っていうのを読んで11歳ぐらいの時に日本語で、その後そのホーキング宇宙を語るっていう本を知ってる。はい、それを読んで、あ、宇宙論にすごい興味を持って、特に宇宙はどう始まったか、あと重力のこととか、だから高校の時にあの重力を説明したか、なんかなんで重力はあるのかっていうのを説明したくてね。一度で徹夜で考えて、なんか論文でもないけどエッセイみたいなのを書いた。
へで大学に入ってそこでは何を勉強されてたんですか？
そこでは物理。
うん、
特に天文が好きで、大学はいつかビッグバン、あ、ブラックホールに入って死にたいっていうです入学の作文で入った。
I've read interesting things about what happens if you enter a black hole.
Oh yeah.
And it's like you, they say that you become, it just like snaps you in half, and then those halves snap in half. And you kind of, you're like pulled into a line of atoms like this. Does that sound right?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't want to go that route. Oh.
So it's not.
My vision was to choose a huge black hole that's, for example, at the center of our galaxy. Mm. And if it's big enough, it's called the tidal force, the difference in gravity between like the top of your head and the bottom of your feet are not as much, so you don't get stretched as much.
Oh. So what happens?
It might be possible to go in without
how big
dying.
Does it
still alive?
How big does it have to be?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't know. But I would imagine the one at the center of our galaxy is probably big enough.
And then what happens?
Oh, so that's mystery, so that's
what do you think would happen?
I don't know. I think that time's supposed to slow down a lot, so you might never really reach the center. Maybe nothing will happen, actually. Might be very anticlimactic.
Something has to happen. Maybe nothing happens from your perspective, but if someone's watching from outside, you
right. It is a huge thing.
The black hole doesn't care if you're like a piece of trash or a person or something.
Yeah. From the outside, it will probably just look like the black hole got slightly bigger.
ロマンがありすぎる。
What do you think about space travel in the near future and what's going to happen with that? Because there's been a lot of people talk about the stagnation of like space exploration, land on the moon in 69, and we haven't really done, I mean, we've sent robots and probes and we've done a lot of looking, but as far as like us traveling through space, like, is that a dead end? Is it?
No.
Is it?
I think it's been very difficult because there's not much financial incentives. Yeah, so it's very hard to sustain projects like that,
right,
or finance that kind of project. So, but people are working on it, like Virgin Galactic and SpaceX. So I think it's. It can happen pretty soon.
How about like beyond our solar system?
Oh, that's...
Because the nearest star is still several light years away.
Yeah, like 4 light years away. Yeah, I think that's very, very difficult. I personally have...
But what if we're okay with it taking a long time?
Right.
Like solar sails or what, ion thrusters. I don't know what... we would use, but if let's say it took 3 or 4 generations to get there, well, that's just what it's going to take. What if we were okay with that? Like, someone could still decide to do that, right?
Yeah, it's
even
possible.
With not super crazy advanced technology, right?
Right, right.
And one-way trip, probably.
But for to keep the persons alive through that trip, through all the radiation and things, I think that's really a big challenge.
It's a challenge for Mars too. Yeah, there's
definitely.
Did you look at that stuff at all during your stay in like the South Pole or Greenland?
What stuff?
They have some extreme environments where they look at like the effects of radiation on life. Because there's like the, what do you call it, Van Allen belt, and like there's, they have like a plan to put water in the way of the sun.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess one idea is to surround your spacecraft with yourself with water, because it can act as a shield against radiation.
Huh.
Hmm.
But no, when I was at South Pole or Greenland, I didn't really look into that. Mm. Although, like, those kind of places, it's interesting in that it's a good simulation of life on the spaceship, kind of, possibly, because you're isolated in a very remote place with just a few others.
Yeah, eating lobster.
Yeah.
なんか技術云々の前に頭がおかしくなりそう。
そうそう。
ね。
ね、特に暗いと、あの、ね、長い暗い冬とか、
ビタミン D が足りない。
They say there's problems with just being in a low gravity situation for a long time. What do you
because you get weaker and weaker. You don't use your muscles and bone as much. So
but the International Space Station is one thing, but to go to Mars and come back, is that going to be an issue?
Definitely, yeah. Because it might take almost a year to get to Mars, and by that time you'll be super weak unless you use like a centrifuge like thing to keep the gravity while traveling.
Ah, simulated.
But
you can do that
if you spin it.
Impossible.
But you have the black hole problem where the effect of the inertia on your head to your feet is different in a centrifuge, right?
Yeah, but it's not as acute.
Not as acute as a black hole. Sounds good.
ちぎれはしない。ちぎれはしない。
大丈夫だと思う。でもそれもね難しいけど。
But it's like the depending on the diameter of the centrifuge.
Right.
Because if it's too small, your head is going to stay in the center, and your feet are moving around the outside. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's like a certain diameter it has to be.
Yeah. So there will be a gradual change from like zero gravity to maybe 1G. So it's not like you'll experience even bigger acceleration, yeah. bigger Gs. So it's relatively safe. But.
そっか。火星なんかマーズ1とかねかなり。本当にできないんじゃないかみたいな詐欺だみたいなとかも言われ始めてますけど
僕はねあんまりちょっと宇宙あの月ぐらいまで行ったらあ火星のこと考えようかなと思って
あ先に月、
うん、
なんかさっきねマイケルも言ってたもんね中国がその月にベースを作るっていう、
Yeah but you know who knows if they'reYou know, if they really have the capability of doing that, they want to land something on the dark side or on the far side of the moon.
Right, right.
I think there's been talk of like putting some sort of radio telescope on the far side of the moon, and then you can like
right.
do something.
Actually, I used to work on that idea for my
really?
Masters. Yeah, because I wanted to go to the moon.
Do you still want to go to the moon?
Oh yeah, yeah.
yeah. すごい。そのちょうど2012年ですよねスペース X が ISS に物資を運んだ時に、はいはい、スペース X で働いてらっしゃったっていう、スペース X で働いたことある人に初めて生で会いました私
There's not that many people actually, right? Working at SpaceX
Well, there are, when I joined, there were 1200 people So, and right now there are more than like 3000
Wow. スペース X で働くっていうのはどういうことですか？
ああ、まあでも結構普通な人も働いてる僕も含めてまあでもみんな元気があってすごいやる気があって若い人が多くて平均年齢30歳ぐらいで、でもすごい結構アメリカにしては勤務時間も長いしまああとねやっぱみんなイランのことをすごいヒーローのように見てて、だから、まあ、元気があるそれに働いてて毎日工場でなんか作られてるのを間近に見れるからすごい面白かった
なんかオフィスがすごい全部が一緒になってるみたいな記事を読んだんですけどどんな感じなんですか
1階と2階があってで、まあ、そのスペース X の会社に入るとすごい広々としたオフィスが部屋に分かれてなくてみんなエンジニアたちとかがそこでいろいろやっててでさらに奥に行くと昔大きな飛行機を作ってた工場が一部屋の工場の中で、みんなねロケットとか宇宙船とかエンジンとかが、作られてる
でも結構オープンな感じってことですよね
そうすごいオープン、普通になんか自分の机から立てばみんな見えてだから話しやすいイオンの、ね、机も同じで、
あ、そうなんだ
ちょっと大きめだったけど、普通に歩いていつでも彼のこと見えた
本物のイーロン・マスク
I heard he's somewhat like he's very like he expects everyone to work really really hard too
yeah,
like
he's definitely, yeah
Yeah, he believes in working pretty hard.
Yeah,
so people,
himself.
Yeah, if he like tells someone to do something and they say like, oh, you know, we can't do that, like they're done. like he has a certain ruthlessness that,
yeah.
that let's say characters like Steve Jobs had, for example. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I heard he works like 100 hours a week and... Yeah, he's pretty crazy. yeah, if you don't meet his expectation or the expectation of SpaceX, then you get fired pretty easily.
じゃあ離職率というかその人の入れ替わりはかなり激しいってことですよね。
多かった。結構ね。
And they build a lot of the parts like in-house, right?
そうそう
like right there. And that's not something that these other companies are doing. Like, United Launch Alliance or
right.
Some of the competitors are using like rocket, like old Russian rocket engines and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
ah, yeah, so that,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're like building things from scratch there. I guess that was the, would you say that was like, why is that like,
it's
why
it's one of the
successful?
Ways to lower the cost and be more in control of what they're, yeah, what they're doing. Don't have to wait for the suppliers to build, make things or, yeah.
その実際にプロジェクトに関わってそのISS にじゃあドッキングするみたいなところを見てるわけじゃないですか、みんなで。なんかそれって映画でしか見たことないからなんかどういうどういう感じなのか教えてほしい。
やっぱりね、すごいあのすごい何ヶ月、まあ1年半くらいあの一生懸命頑張ってきたやつだから、 その、自分が本当に手で触って作ってきたものをあの打ち上げられるときはね、やっぱりね、ドキドキしたし、すごいエネルギーがねすごかった。打ち上げはね、今考えてもなんかドキドキするような感じ。
Will you get like pretty nervous before the launch or
it's
a high pressure
situation? Yeah. It's rockets, so.
But it's not really like
anything can happen.
It's not really like something you can do something about that day, right?
It's
like it's already
out
about
there.
To launch.
You can just pray.
そっか。
それで毎回見てて、あの打ち上がったり、なんか毎回何か起こるごとにね、わーってねみんな叫んで拍手して、すごいね面白かった。
大興奮みたいな。
一段目が離れた時とか、二段目にのエンジンが点火した時とか、毎回毎回ねすげえわーって
。Even if it goes according to plan, it's crazy.
Yeah. そうだね。そうだね。わかんないもんね、何があるか。
Yeah, they had a failure recently with they have. SpaceX has that autonomous spaceport drone ship, the landing boat, I guess, that like drive that floats out there, and so they've been trying to land those rockets, on there.
Right.
How do you think that has been going, or how do you feel about that approach? Because no one has done this before, right? The reusable.
Right.
Yeah. So what
I think it's a great way to, you know, reduce costs. And I like reusing things anyways, just in general in regular life. So that you don't throw away, you know, things. So, and I think that's a very good way to reduce the cost. So I'm at first, when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, man, you have to carry extra fuel to retrofire and land. And does that actually really make sense? But then, I think it does.
Yeah.
そのアイデアがすごいよね。その戻ってくるっていうさ。
Well, that's the original spaceship. The original spaceship, like in old cartoons and stuff, the rocket comes back down and lands using the same thruster. Like before these things existed, this was the idea. And then when people went to actually do it, it's like we're throwing away the rocket every time.
Right.
So, SpaceX は大学院終わってすぐ入られたんですよね。で、その後はどういう感じに、
その後は結構いろいろですね。SpaceX はそのドラゴンのが宇宙ステーションとドッキングするミッションを終えてから、ちょっと休むために辞めて、でちょっと旅とかをして、でその次にプラネットラブスっていうなんだベンチャー企業で働いて友達が始めたやつで、ちっちゃな小型衛星を作る会社で、でその後南極点じゃなくてもう一つ別の基地、南極半島にあるペンギンとかにたくさんいる基地で して6ヶ月半
そこは何か調査をされてたってこと？
そこは普通に通信技師として、比較的小さな基地で、冬は22人越冬隊がいたところで、そこの通信関係のことを みんな先に持って、うん、ペンギンに会いたかったからすごいよく、そこは今までやった仕事の中で一番最高だった。
あ、へえ、うん、どういう意味でですか。
まあ、自然がすごくて、あの 海の船で行くんだけど、うん、あのまあ、ペンギンとかアザラシとか鳥がたくさんいたり、クジラとか、
うん、
で海沿いの基地だったからよく週末とかあの時間があるときにボートでみんなでなんか隣の近くの島に行ったりして動物を探しに、
うん、
あと氷河、あの裏庭って呼ばれてるとこに氷河があって、それを、ね、ハイキングして登ったり、うん、滑り降りたり、うん、すごい楽しかった。
すごい。
Can anyone do this? Or
It's not, well, actually, this station is called Palmer Station, and it's one of the harder ones to get jobs in because it's just not that many people can work there, just a number of people, and also the same people keep coming back every year, so it's hard to find vacancy.
Are you gonna go back?
I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Maybe for the summertime, just for change. But I'm at the same time, I'm always looking for something new. So we'll see.
じゃあ結構その頻繁に場所を変えて仕事を変えてっていう感じのライフスタイル。
そうですね。数ヶ月ごとぐらいに。
なんかこう日本だとやっぱり最近その就活生とかからメッセージがよく来たりとかして、その、なんだろう、サラリーマンへの道みたいな、こうそれしかないというか、その安定性がないと怖いみたいな風に、社会的に風潮としてあると思うんですけど、それと、言ってみると真逆ですよね。
僕はあんまり今のところ結構自由だし、あんまりお金もなくても結構幸せに生きていけるタイプなので、だからまあ仕事がなくても安定した仕事がなくても気楽にやってます。
That mentality is so important.
Yeah. Because that's what Japan needs, 本当に。
It's so possible to like not have a ton of money and live happily, but the overwhelming majority of people are very much focused on that.
Yeah, I think there's just some brainwashing by the, you know, by the media or the commercials and things like that, that you have to, you know, spend money to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, they want money too.
Yeah.
So they're trying to sell you stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's a vicious cycle.
そうだよね。でも高橋さんみたいなお手本がいるから。
Yeah. What other extreme environments have you kind of had interest in?
Oh, I'm also interested in the deep seas.
Ah.
I would love to go deep in the ocean to see some crazy looking, alien looking creatures.
Yeah, I love it.
How do you get down there?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out these days.
あのなんかポットみたいなのですよね。あの、
ああ、そう。
あれ、なんていう名前だっけ？日本のあるよね。あのひらがなでさ、習字みたいな字で書いてて、こう白い丸いありますよね。ポッドみたいなに乗って深海の生き物見るやつ。
Even those ones are the ones that people can ride are kind of limited the depth. Like the robots go much and they still find stuff down there.
Yeah.
Like weird animals.
New ones.
Yeah, they actually. So there's like types of life near like hot vents and stuff, like at the deep ocean.
Right.
And so people have speculated that similar kinds of life could exist on Europa or Titan or these other. What do you think about that possibility?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Yeah, I think I would love to, you know, someday see that kind of life in other planets. And yeah, because it's amazing how living things can survive in crazy, unbelievable conditions. So, yeah, I think there might be life within our solar system.
Yeah. Crazy conditions and the idea that life can actually change the conditions for later life. So, like Earth's atmosphere, for example, was largely created by, you know, small plant life,
mm.
and then which yeah. supported more advanced mm. life later, right? Mm-hmm.
Like right
that's kind
right.
of a weird. Like the environment doesn't have to be perfect in the first place.
Mm, right.
It can be really crude,
mm-hmm.
but if you get one little life thing in there, it can kind of set off yeah. like a,
so
a thing, right?
長い目で見るとね。
Yeah.
いやなんかあの深海になんかカニみたいなエビみたいなどっちか忘れちゃったんですけどなんか深海の中でこうマグマのあれでこう沸騰してるところがあってそこで暮らしてるいますよねなんかその沸騰してる中で普通に暮らしてるカニみたいなとか
しかも圧力もすごい水圧が高いところで
ね、そういうの見てると何でもあり
得
る。
there's a lot of interest in life that's methane based.
Oh.
And have you heard about this? Like they looked at the atmosphere of Europa. I think it was Europa. And there's like what was it? There's like less acetylene than you would expect.
Huh.
And so they did some calculation and they believe that there's like small methane based life forms
oh.
that are changing the atmosphere of Europa.
Right.
Isn't that?
That'd be crazy.
Crazy.
That would be crazy, yeah.
本当だから何でもいいんだって感じだよね。何でも OK なんだみたいな。
Yeah.
なんかにどうしても人間をベースに私とかは考えちゃうけど。
Mm.
So. でも関係ないですよね、mm. そんなの。
うん、
そうなんかあのどっかのメディアのインタビューで高橋さんがその宇宙に行って外側から地球を見ることによってその環境とか他の動物に優しくしようとか考えることができるみたいなのをおっしゃってて本当にそうだろうなって思ったんですけど
それはすごいいい影響があると思う、
うん、
なんかあの、まあ、もちろん宇宙に行けない人たちも大勢いるけど、
うん、
ただ周りにそういう宇宙から地球を見たことがある人がいるだけで、うん、そういう人たちの話を聞くことができるだけで、うん、見方がすごい変わってくると思う。
うん、そのなんか傾向として例えばその宇宙関連の仕事をしている人たちが例えば動物に優しいとか、うん、もうちょっとこう大きな目線で物を捉えているみたいな傾向って気づかれたりとかってありますか？
うん、動物のことは分からないけど、まあ、あのやっぱりうん、宇宙のこととか考えてる人たちはちょっと考え方が大きいような気がする、
うん
まあ、少なくとも僕自身はなんかそういう宇宙論とかそういう宇宙のことを考えることによって結構、ね、あんまり日頃の小さい問題とかに、ね、気を取られなくなったような気がする、
うん、なんかあの宇宙まで壮大じゃなくてもサーファーの人とかねなんかこうなんていうの常に壮大な海の中にプカプカいるとやっぱりこうすごく自分が小さいなっていうのを常に思い出させられるみたいなことをよく言いますよね。
There's actually a name for the effect
oh, yeah.
of seeing Earth from space and they call it the I think it's the overview.
Effect
and I think there's a documentary on it where they like interview a bunch of people that kind of talk about what itmeans to them. It's weird that just seeing the Earth from a different place has such significance, but mm-hmm. it does for almost everyone that goes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Even just seeing a picture of the Earth, I think if you can
yeah.
really understand that you're there,
yeah.
you know, yeah. it's just, it's so abstract,
right.
yeah.
you know, ordinarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that picture of the whole Earth from the Apollo program mm. back in the 60s, 70s. That had a huge effect
yeah.
on people. In fact, I think that picture was probably the single most like, reproduced photograph yeah. in history.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That picture, there's a spacewalk picture, and then there's the pale blue dot
mm-hmm.
picture,
yeah.
which was taken by Cassini, maybe?
Oh.
From really far away as yeah. it was leaving mm-hmm. the solar system. Mm-hmm. So Earth just looked like a blue
yeah.
dot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
ねえなんかそこに自分が住んでるってなかなか考えられないというかよくそのこの番組で宇宙の話してる時も数字とか規模が大きすぎてなんかもはや何の話なんていうの何十億光年とかその大きさ惑星の大きさとかもそうですけど想像 もうできないというかね。
Well, that and it's hard to remember that you're on a planet
now. Yeah. So so.
Because people, the fact that people used to think that the Earth was flat shows how not obvious it is that we're on a planet.
なんかその分からないことがたくさんある中で、でこう誰も答えを持ってないっていう状態の中で、その例えば。私はそのエジプトのピラミッドとかそのエイシエンエイリエンテオリーみたいなのがお気に入りだったりするんですけど、そういうなんかこう事実かどうか分かんないけど、このこれが本当だったらいいなみたいので、好きななんかテオリーみたいなのってあります？
ああ宇宙人宇宙人はいてほしい。まあ宇宙にいることは確かだと思うけど、本当に来てるかは分からないけど、まあぜひ会ってみたいと。それは一つの夢だな。
会いたいよね。
Well, they think it could happen soon. The contact could happen soon. Because we've sent like so many radio waves out for so long.
Yeah.
You know.But some people, like Stephen Hawking, or Stephen Hawking thinks that it's dangerous. But do you think it's dangerous? Like, or we should just take that chance anyways?
Yeah, I personally don't think it's dangerous.
Yeah, because aliens are nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. I mean, if they had enough technology
To reach us, then what do we have?
Yeah.
そうだね。どっちにしろ。
I mean, they might not care about us as, like, they might think of us as we currently think of, you know, some ant or something. Like, so they might not care about, like, oops, I stepped on an ant. Oh, I killed a human being. But I don't think they'll be, like, proactively vicious or violent. I don't.
Isn't it weird that we don't see anything going on, though? Like, we don't see...lasers or alien weapons or like with all of our observing the universe, we don't really see that many things that seem like alien activity, right?
Right. So apparently there probably isn't.
Huh. You don't think there's aliens, like, are they just quiet or they're not there or... 'Cause Earth is kind of late, right?Earth is kind of late.
Late
in the universe. Like, things easily aliens could have developed before.
Oh yeah.
Now, right?
But I think aliens from like outside our solar system, it's a long way. So I think it's very difficult for them to come. So if there are any aliens, I would imagine that there might be might have been civilization earlier in the history of Earth, who has moved on to like Moon or Mars or something, and maybe possibly coming back once in a while. I think that's more likely.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Like people here made spacecrafts, left.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like the work of Zachariah Sitchin. Do you know who that is?
No.
He deciphered ancient texts that were found in Sumeria, which is one of the oldest civilizations on Earth. This is in, like, Iraq, I think. But those people had a very rudimentary map of the solar system that they produced. And this is, like...I forget, like 8,000 years ago or something. And they talk about a planet called Nibiru, which leaves the solar system and comes back every once in a while. And advanced humans that left Earth a long time ago come and visit Earth periodically on this Nibiru thing. I don't know. It sounds crazy to me.
しかもそれでさ、なんか humans がスレーブになるみたいなやつじゃなかったっけ？それしかも。
They did say that they kind of implied that the reason why humans are different from primates is because we were tampered with by these people. I forget what they called those people, but they were giants, supposedly. They're tall.
And once in a while, they come back to Earth and they make us slaves. That's what it said.
Yeah, but this is, you know... This is very old stone carvings interpreted by a crackpot, so we don't know.
But that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because no one can say that that's bullshit, I guess.
Not for sure.
With like 100% certainty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
At least.
Mm-hmm. So you entertain this ancient alien idea a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's...
See, that's awesome. That's awesome. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So have you looked into like any of these... like, what do you think of the pyramids or the Sphinx? Like,
oh, actually, yeah, I don't know too much about it. Mm. I would love to see it myself. But...
Yeah,
I don't know. But I have met a couple of people who've been abducted by aliens.
Oh, what did they say?
They say it was very interesting. It's very interesting. So,
was it all similar or
no? Do they work at SpaceX?
No. Yeah, one guy was just somebody who graduated from the same college that I did.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was apparently taken up by a UFO like a couple times already.
Really?
And he really liked the experience, so he wanted to go again.
あ、じゃあ結構いいポジティブな体験だったんですね、
そうそう、
彼にとっては。
うん、まあね、彼も好奇心ありそうな人だったから、まあ面白かったんじゃないかな。
そっか、うん、そう、それもすごく不思議で、そのエイリアンに誘拐されたっていう人って世界中にたくさんいるじゃないですか。でなんか、うん、昔一回このポッドキャストで紹介したその説が、うん、なんか生まれた時の なんか本当にエイリアンに誘拐されたんじゃないのであればどういう意味かっていう説だったんですけど、うん、そのエイリアンにこういろいろなんか器具埋め込まれたりとかなんかされたみたいな経験が、うん、その人間が生まれた時のに見えてるものにすごく似てるみたいな、だからその時の記憶が蘇ってきてるんじゃないかみたいな説とかもあったりして、まあでも本当に誘拐されてるのかもしれないし、なんか分かんないからロマンがありますよね、でも。
Yeah, it's just the idea of like the bright lights and beings with masks on and weird
metal
tools
stuff.
And
yeah.
So there's this idea that it could be suppressed memory from childbirth,
right.
A very traumatic memory that can in some cases like resurface as an alien abduction experience, perhaps a dream. I don't know. The thing about alien abductions is like, yeah, I was in my bed and then I got abducted by aliens and they put me right back in my bed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like neatly tucked in. They turned the lights
under the
off
cover.
For me, gave me a kiss goodnight, and they left.
So like,
and then I woke up.
でもこっそりやると思ったらそれが一番いいアイデアじゃない？あの、本当に殺しちゃったりとかさ、どっかに捨てちゃうと話題になっちゃうけど、ベッドに戻しとけばみんなが夢だって言って信じてくれないかもしれないから。I don't know.
Convenient excuse.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to say that they're lying because they might not be. Mm-hmm. Then, because I feel like if I had that, then it's like 誰に言えばいいか、なんていうの。
But the problem is that anecdotal evidence is like the worst kind,
right?
And people say crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I know.
But you know, so even if I, like, I actually have a weird memory from when I was like 8 years old, where I saw a UFO.
Yeah.
This was in the United States, and I saw it very, very clearly, and I still remember it to this day. And right after I saw it, I drew pictures of it and everything. But the problem is that I don't believe my own memory at this point in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe
Why
my
not?
Own. Because memories get so fuzzy over time and weird, and I try to remember the memory and it's like I'm remembering it.
Yeah.
And
so
it's like a memory of a memory. Yeah, I've got like a the shittiest like grainy photocopy left.
Of that picture of that drawing?
No, my memory is
yeah.
そんな感じになってるもん。So,
しかもなんか X ファイルとかすごい見てたりとかするとさらにさなんかそれも混ざってきたりとかして、
yeah.
なんかもうわけわかんないよね。
Yeah, it's like, have you ever had a dream where it's like you bring back evidence, like you have the implant from the aliens, or you have the piece of the UFO, or you have some evidence, and you wake up and it's gone, and it's like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like people abducted by aliens kind of must feel the same way, you know, like.
Yeah, if they really have nothing
to show anyone, you know.
Yeah. Must be really frustrating.
Yeah, dreams are very tricky. Like, it's hard to you know, differentiate between was it just a dream or did it really happen? So and crazy things can happen within dreams.
Yeah. Always.
I want to know what you think about this. There's a philosopher / mathematician by the name of Alfred North Whitehead that talked a lot about this idea of novelty conservation in the universe. So the idea is that things started really simple and things complexify over time. Mm-hmm. And this is as true as like time is. Like things will complexify over time. Like you can, like RNA will complexify. Like, we are an example of something becoming more complex on its own. Mm. So, there's that, and the second law of thermodynamics, that heat will kind of dissipate, and because that's the original source of energy, like, things happening will slowly slow down. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about this idea that, like, we know that that one's true? That heat is dissipating and high energy events are becoming, there's less of it, I guess. Mm. But what do you think of the idea that things get more complicated, that new things happening and this kind of fractal nature of things getting more and more complex and assuming some type of organization? Like, what do you think about that idea?
So you mean like, law of thermodynamics is like the entropy increases. Yeah. Like there's more and more disorder. Mm. Whereas,
you know, complexity is order.
Complexity is order, you mean?
Right.
So that's with life, right?
Right.
Usually with life, living things can, you know, create order.
But also even like the solar system has a certain organization that's conducive to life, you know, even at the larger scales, there's some sort of like organization taking, like a galaxy has some level of organization. And at the smaller and smaller scales, it's more and more complex, more self-organizing. Like there's the idea of these two forces in the universe. But people talk a lot about entropy. But people aren't really talking about this idea of ever self-complexifying almost in a fractal manner. Like something like virtual reality is really complex if you think about what it is. Right?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Domo. I haven't thought about it. Like, are you saying, like, what's the difference between complexity and order
anything that has a decipherable pattern? So life has mechanisms, has metabolism, and so like life, for example, started very basic, perhaps even started as non-life, like your mitochondria was a very basic organism at one point,
right?
So this like the random shuffling can cause things like crystals to form. The same way random shuffling can cause RNA to complexify and eventually produce a phenomenon like life, which is a phenomenon of self-organizing, self-complexifying sort of thing.
Right.
So it seems like there's like these two things going on.
Yeah.
Whereas certainly the, you know, entropy increases, but things are not requiring so much energy to actually be incredibly complex. I don't know.
Okay, so I think maybe for living things, like as time goes on, as time passes, living things encounter various conditions, like different conditions, different weather, different like places, and to adapt to all these various conditions, you know, maybe they develop certain things more, that's more complex,
right?
And so maybe maybe that's how things become complex, right, as time goes
what about
on.
Like outside of living things though?
Outside though,
things that are like RNA isn't really alive, or like crystals aren't really alive, or like even the planet Earth has a certain organization to its materials, and the sun is a working stable reactor. You know, there's a certain organization, you know, if you take everything and shove it into a single point, then there's not much room for organization, right? I'm not smart enough to figure this out.
Yeah.
So I thought
I think I'm not either. Yeah, it's a mystery. Like, you know, like the patterns on Jupiter, for example, maybe.
Yeah, there's like
very
a
interesting.
There's like a hexagon on top of Saturn. You know?
Oh yeah.
If you look at the top of Saturn, there's a hexagon.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. And it has to do with like fluid dynamics.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, but I guess even with non-living things, as time goes on, yeah, same thing. Like more and more different things happen,
right,
and it's not necessary. They're not trying to adapt to anything, non-living things,
yeah,
but when different things happen,
there's patterns.
Patterns? Yeah. But there are patterns because there are some underlying, you know, laws or something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If that's real, then peace will never be achieved. No?
Peace?
Well, peace is boring. And
peace as in, like, world peace, like, no more wars. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Maybe, but there's another idea of, like, evolutionary pressure. So, like you were saying, there's pressures and life adapts to it and survives, right? But there's like a reset mechanism for Earth, right? The huge asteroid comes and wipes stuff out once in a while. That has been a sort of a form of evolutionary pressure, in that life has never really been able to avoid that reset until now. So now, with like Elon Musk and you know, space capabilities, we could probably divert an asteroid if we needed to, if it wasn't too large, and we had early warning. So, isn't that
would be like passing the test, right?
This is like another evolutionary pressure. So, rather than evolution being contained to Earth, maybe it's a concept that will extend well out into space.
Yeah,
with aliens. Maybe we'll have to fight aliens. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. If there's like a direction where we're supposed to be moving towards to. Or maybe everything is meaningless, right? So, I don't know. And
everything is meaningless is definitely a dead end proposition.
Yeah. But that's possible.
Yeah.
Right? So.
No.
But I think in the universe, there's probably a lot of civilizations like us, I think, because considering how huge the universe is. So
yeah.
I think in a scale of the whole universe, it's not a big deal if the Earth gets wiped out by an asteroid.
Yeah.
Or if living things on Earth happens to be able to divert an asteroid and keep surviving. Either way, I feel like maybe it doesn't matter, like there will be other civilization on other planets who will, many of them, like, who will just either be able to, you know, sustain and avoid asteroid or who gets wiped out. I think it's just part of life, a part of nature, that kind of thing happens, whether you survive or not.
So you don't think we're the only ones with this issue?
No, definitely not. I don't think.
Mm. Are there other things we should worry about, like solar flares? Is that like a real issue?
Oh, yeah, I think it's possible. Like, if there's a huge flare, so, it can be pretty dangerous. But I personally feel like, oh, that's just part of nature. If it happens and we die, that's okay. I don't mind.
でもなんかこういうの、まあ、個人差あると思うけど、なんかこういうのを考えれば考えるほど、なんかその怖いみたいなのはなんか減っていくっていうか、Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be driven by fear. Like, you can kind of be more, もうちょっとなんかこう客観的に見れるというか、
そんな、
ありますよね。何かにこう別にしがみついて怖がる必要もないのかなと思えてくるというか。
怖くなくてもいいと思うな。もしそういうのを、そういうのから自分の身を守ることがを考えるのが楽しかったら、それなりに楽しんでやればいいと思う。もしそれ他にもそういうことばっかり考えてないで、他にもやりたいことがあったら、それをやってればいいんじゃない。
本当にその通り。そうだね。
まあ、そんなに真剣にならなくてもいいんじゃないかなと思いますね。
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
For sure.
Seems like a comfortable place to be. Like that mind state. Not worried about solar flares. Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you could be worried about it every day, right? Like, oh my God, it could happen the next minute.
You could. I mean, it's like, I worry about it sometimes. But I feel like people are kind of on a spectrum of like how much you... let things get to you. Some people are really sensitive, you know, oh, the Bulls lost the, you know, whatever game or, I don't know, whatever. People get really worked up by all kinds of things. But like you were saying earlier, the space perspective kind of just, you know, it's hard to think about space and worry about, you know, really little things at the same time.
Yeah. Because even within our galaxy, do you know how many stars there are? Roughly?
A lot.
Yeah. That's the correct answer. Like, yeah, there seems to be about like 100 to a few hundred billion stars within our galaxy. And then there seems to be like 100 billion galaxies within the observable universe. And so when you think about that, even within our galaxy, there are 100 billion, you know, stars, and many of them probably have planets around them that may be kind of like Earth or have living things. And so if you look at all those planets and look at, for example, asteroids flying around, trillions of asteroids flying around, and once in a while, some of them hit some of the planets.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, that just happens. It doesn't matter. And some,
but that's the end of the world we're talking about here.
Well, like, end of this civilization on Earth, right? But there's probably like, plenty of others.
Well, hopefully one of them can do whatever we were supposed to do.
Yeah, I think.
Whatever that was.
Yeah.
I think we're just supposed to enjoy life.
なんかコスモス the TV show のなんか1シーズン1の1話目がまさにそのなんかどんだけいっぱいあるかっていう、そのでそれをなんかちょっとビジュアルで見せてくれてて、それを見た瞬間になんか本当にちっちゃい悩みとか全部なくなる感じっていうか、そんなあるんだみたいな、もうじゃあどうでもいいやっていう感じ。
They estimate that there's like 2.5 planets per star
Oh, okay.
Recently,
right.
I read. If you think about that, like that's a lot of planets.
Yeah.
That's like, there's just no way that there's not.
Right.
If there are no aliens, then I believe in God. I think. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Like, if there's no aliens and we're the only ones in the entire universe,
then we must be super special.
Then that means something weird is going on.
Yeah. そうだね。
But I think to think that we are the only
it's
ones,
naive.
It's just, I think it's very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
でも面白いのがその今だと結構それって普通というかみんなこう分かってきてることだけど、私が小学生ぐらいの時って普通になんかテレビで宇宙人はいるかいないかみたいな、もうその極論みたいないつもやってた。
People who believed in aliens were ridiculed until recently.
Yeah, they were crazy according to the media. So from there to here, within, I'm still young, so you know.It's been changing rapidly, no?
Yeah.
Like we know more and more.
だからもっと大きな目で考え、あの、ものを見れるようになったのはすごいいいことだと思う。
そっか。なんか、今は何をされてるんですか？ちなみに。
今何もしてます。あの、今は、あの、まあ、ちょっと日本家族はみんな日本にいるので、家族に会いに来てます。それで次のことを検討中。
ああ、そっかそっか。
What's on the table?
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, I'm interested in, so as I mentioned, I'm very interested in the deep seas. So I'm trying to look for something that can get me under there. But haven't found anything yet. And thenI'm also interested in possibly going to another station in Antarctica that I haven't really spent much time in, and because there are emperor penguins there, other living things, so I'm very interested in that.
Are those the ones with the hair? They have nice hair.
Well, most penguins have hair, but the emperor penguins are the ones that are pretty tall, like a meter or so. And they...
Big ones.
Yeah.They're amazing.
Don't some of them have like...
Oh, the one with the yellow hair?
Yeah.
That's Tsukoka. What are they called? I don't know. It's a different kind.
Yeah.
How many...
Those are smaller, I think.
Oh.
Like, they're really tiny ones like this to the one that he's talking about, the big ones, right? So They're so cute. I saw them in New Zealand where you can see the wild penguins... swimming from the ocean and come up.
Was
to
that the Phillips Island?
Or maybe.
Oh, wait, that's Australia.
Oh, but maybe it was Australia. I was on a cruise ship, so I don't really know which, like Australia, New Zealand, like it was kind of obscure by then. But you can see the wild birds just like walking, like swimming up and then just marching.
I saw that too.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're very cute.
I think it's funny how if you want to walk on ice and not slip, you kind of have to walk like a penguin.
Yeah.
Like straight in your legs and like walk.
Yeah. That's how we get trained when we work in Antarctica or Greenland.
Walk like those guys.
Yeah.
Do they have polar bears there?
In the north. Yeah, in the Arctic.
Oh, not in South Pole.
Not in Antarctica.
What's in Antarctica, like animal-wise?
Yeah, a lot of penguins, different, all kinds of different seals, like elephant seals, leopard seals, crab-eater seals, and then all kinds of birds, like terns and petrels, and then different kinds of whales, and also... Within the ocean, a lot of fish, like crazy looking fish and like little organisms.
The fish are actually different because of the water temperature?
Well,
or?
Some of them look different. When I was at Palmer Station, they were studying this one type of fish who had no red blood cells. Like, so I helped, you know, dissect fish and the blood is just white.Or white, yeah. No red. So that's interesting.
What does it taste like?
Is it edible?
これは日本語で言いますけど、本当は食べちゃいけないけど、一度なんか死んじゃった魚を、 うん、調理してね、寿司作って食べた。すごい白い身で、あの、うん、まあ、
美味しい。
あの魚の見た目はね、すごいなんか気持ち悪い気持ち悪いなんかすごい口が大きくて、海の底にで口開けて待ってて、何かが来たらガブってつかむ、噛みつくようなやつで、うん、見た目はすごいね、
アンコウみたいな感じですか。
ちょっと似てるかな。
うん、
だから美味しくないと思ったけどね、意外と美味しかった
意外と美味しかった。
Even while you have all the nice
right,
lobster
right.
and everything,
I'll just eat this dead fish I found over
here. That disgusting looking fish. でもそのなんか仕事してる場所に、そのなんかの外にペンギンがいるとか、それ子供の時まさかそんなことになると思いました？
あ、全然思ってないっていうか、南極なんか行けるなんて夢にも思ってなかったから、それが可能なんだなって。
You have interest in actually going to space?
Oh, of course, yeah, definitely.
Do you think that'll be possible in the?
I think within our lifetime, yeah.
With the commercialization of space, space, it's getting a lot more affordable,
Yeah.
What about Mars? Would you go?
Well, Mars, so again, like, I usually don't think about Mars, so I make it to outer space or the moon, because I think Mars is pretty difficult, especially the radiation problem, just to get there.
Musk seems really confident that they'll be going within, like, 10 years from now, like 2025-ish.
I think it's not impossible.
And they even have a vehicle planned for this, like the, what do they call it, the Colonial Transporter or something? It fits like 100 people or something.
Wow.
They're like planning a thing.
すごいね、さすがだね。
I don't know if it rotates. I don't know if it has simulated gravity. I don't think so. But
yeah, somebody will probably go within our lifetime. And that would be very exciting.
They say it'll cost like $500,000 at first, and then become more and more affordable after that.
Oh, $500,000 for a passenger to go?
Yeah.
To Mars?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Considering
$500,000?
Yeah, considering.
And they can come back?
Yeah. Well, I think, well, the spaceship's coming back, so you can just...
hop on and that's how it works.
I think so. If you want to come back.
なんか今ちょうど数日前か昨日か、あのうちその ISS の中で育ってたレタスか何かを初めて食べますみたいなやつが出てた。なんかこの光の LED みたいのでちゃんと育ってて、and the astronaut was like、なんか大事に育てたからちょっと食べるの悲しいけど楽しみですみたいなコメントだし。
Did they eat it?
I think so.
What happened? You don't know what happened?
No, they'll eat like half of it or something, and they'll send back half of it to us so that they can research on it.
グリーンランドや南極でもやってましたよ。あのなんかまあ栽培して、あのほうれん草とか食べて、南極の基地ではそういうなんか宇宙でも栽培できるようにそういう研究の一部としてやってる。水だけでハイドロポニクス。
そっか。
How does the what does the gravity do to the plant?
Oh, microgravity, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard that they grow in, you know, random.Direction, unless you have light, like some kind of light,
but
it grows toward light.
It still grows.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
なんかその写真は普通に葉っぱがなんかわさわさって生えてたけど。
And they say like spores are fine in space. Like spores, there's a crazy idea that spores may even percolate out of the atmosphere and travel through space.
What?
Like spores,
right.
Like fungal spores.
They can travel through space?
They're remarkably resilient towards radiation. Radiation doesn't really bother.
そっか。でもなんかキノコってだって地球の外から来たみたいなこと言ってる人いますもんね。 だからそっか、yeah. They have to be able to travel for it to happen I
well,
guess
yeah. yeah.
That's crazy
Yeah, but well, we don't know if that's really happening.
Oh, so no one has tested it or anything?
No, but it's, I think they have actually, well, they've taken spores and put them in the similar radiation environment
oh, right.
as mm-hmm. outer space, mm-hmm. and they're fine. So huh. that's where that sort of speculation comes from.
So... マーズ行ってもしいたけとか食べれる、
yeah.
もうしいたけとかキノコあるかもね火星に
すでに地
球からのが
Yeah なんか I saw this picture maybe it's just bullshit but they found like some weird face hugger thing in one of the pictures from Mars did you see that
face
oh.
from the alien movie
yeah they always find stuff that like looks like something you know like,
I know but that was kind of really weird did you see that the close up picture
yeah,
of it
yeah.
なんかこういうカブトガニ的な
あカニみたいな
But it's just like, you know, the human brain sees
what we want to see yeah.
things and
I know, but yeah. I want to stay optimistic that we find something
no,
outrageous
that's
like
not
that.
Optimistic. I don't want there to be any face hug Martian face huggers.
It could be just like fossil.
You know, it's
something.
Crazy to think that within our lifetime, in all likelihood, someone is going to step off a spacecraft on Mars and like walk there. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to happen within our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've kind of lived in the shadow of the moon landing mm-hmm. where it's like like my dad like saw it on TV and stuff.
そうだね。それやってないもんね、うちらは。
But, yeah, we've had none of that. Mm-hmm. You know. So what, do you think that would change things?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm just excited about even seeing a person back on the moon because the moon is something everyone can see like all around the world whether you're rich or poor and so just to look, be able to look at the moon and think that there are people there right now I think that will change you know how we look at our earth
確かに、確かに、
ね、
そうか親のジェネレーションはその瞬間があったんだもんね、They can just look up the moon and be like Oh, there are people there Armstrong
But
we've never had that So I don't even know what it's like
It's so unbelievable that our generation embraced this crazy moon hoax conspiracy idea
yeah.
Like
yeah.
for so long Because it's just you know, the idea that they you know, they went from propeller planes and then within a few decades there's people walking on the moon just doesn't make sense to us in this world where it's like I still ride on Boeing 747 that they made in like the 60s or you
with
know
super small screen でもなんか若田さんがツイッターであの宇宙からなんかつぶやいたりとかしてるときになんかそれと似たような感覚っていうかあツイッターでこの向こう側の人今宇宙にいるんだみたいなそのなんかワクワク感みたいな
宇宙ステーション見たことある空で肉眼で
肉眼で見たことない
I've seen it many times You can actually check online like when it comes and it has big like solar panels and stuff so it's pretty bright
そう、
肉眼で
見れるんだ、それも結構ね面白いよ初めて見る人は特に、
全然知らなかった、見よう、
I saw I think it was the space shuttle and the international space station like separate
oh yeah yeah
yeah I mean you can't see that anymore but you could actually see the space shuttle too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I got to see that and it was kind of cool.
That's
yeah, when
cool.
we launched Dragon, I could see Dragon chasing the International Space Station.
You see the two,
wow.
two dots?
Yeah. yeah.
It's like, that's what I did.
But there's actually satellites passing all the time and they're some of them are pretty bright.
Yeah.
And so... If I think it was like Heavens Above or
yeah,
there's like
I like
a,
that one.
Yeah, Heavens that website.
Above.
Heavens Above is dope.
Okay.
And it it'll help you like know Find where it? To look right. if you want right. to see satellites passing overhead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Probably tonight you could walk outside
yeah,
and
really?
See. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like around what time? Like
usually well, around like right after sunset or okay. right before sunrise. That's
okay.
when. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cuz you need the angle from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mio なんかたまに月とかもその光なんかその日の天気とか光の具合によってそのクレーターがすごく鮮明に肉眼で見える時とかまあすごい近く見える時とかそれだけでも結構なんかおおって思うなんかつい最近そういう夜があってなんかめっちゃクレーターが HD みたいなデフィニションで見えて肉眼でそれ見てすごい
そう見えるとなんか本当に物体だってことは三次元の物体だってことは分かるよね、
うん、
ただの空についた丸じゃなくて
そうなんかいつもあるからと思っちゃうけど、うん、よく見るとね、うん、なんかすごいよね
Even if you just have like normal binoculars、うん、you can see it much more clearly、うん、
そうだねなんか日本だとさそのあのウサギが餅ついてるみたいな言うけど、うん、アメリカであるそういうなんか何に見えるみたいな
Oh, it's the man on the moon、うん、Yeah, it just looks like a
顔みたいに見えるみたいな
Just a face
Oh, face Oh, okay へぇ
Or face hugger
Face hugger in Mars
Yeah, same kind of thing
That'll just eat you
It's like the heart that people see on Pluto
Oh, yeah, yeah.
うん、うん、それがプルートのあの犬の顔って言ってるよねみんな。
Oh, really?
あのディズニーのプルートの顔、oh. 横顔に見えるからちょうどいいみたいな。たまたまだけどなんか角度もちょっと合ってるから。
Mm-hmm.
Is there any なんかその今オンゴーイングな宇宙のなんか宇宙関連のプロジェクトでなんか注目してるやつってありますか？
ああ。正直あんまりない
今海底の方に
移動結構移動してるからあんまりニュースとかも見てないしインターネットも見てないから
そうか
When you decide to do a new thing are you like how do you prepare for like because it's such a you know you're kind of jumping into a new sort of a new field a new mm-hmm. things you have to know like do you
A new environment.
Are you just Googling? Like, what? How are you preparing yourself for like new? Like, if you were gonna go to the bottom of the ocean, like, how do you prepare to do?
I guess I'm gonna just try to look for something that I can do with my background, like just maybe something like technical, like you know, a technician or like a assistant, research assistant. Or anything.
yeah, as long as you're there.
and I know that I will learn a lot once I get on, so that maybe I can learn how to pilot the submarines and yeah, operate it myself someday.
Oh my god, that would be so cool.
That's so scary. The ocean's so scary to me.
Yeah, it is.
そうだね。なんか意外となんか海怖がらない、マイケル。なんかあのスクーバダイビングとか行ってもさ。
Yeah, it's
like he was like, I don't trust this. I don't trust this tank. Like,
well, my dad used to go scuba diving, and he has like some scary stories where like his weight like fell off his belt and he like got stuck in like kelp or something.
Okay.
Like,
that's good.
There's like stuff that can go wrong.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, anything
scuba diving.
Can go wrong.
So I worry about that, you know,
yeah.
Just like the solar flare or whatever.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it's なんか海もなんかまた全然違う世界ですもんね。全くなんかそれも違うユニバースがもう一個あるぐらいの人間からすると。
So,
so much water.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a lot of water. It's a lot of water.
で水だけじゃなくていろいろなね生き物がいるから他の生き物の世界。
No.
なんかこんなにいっぱい生き物がなんか外から見ると本当に何も静かだしわからないけど中にあんなにたくさん、まあ、クジラとか本当に大きいしそんなのが泳いでるんだっていうこと自体がもう未だに不思議な気持ちになる
The pressure doesn't scare you at all? Like just water pressure like
Yeah, it is.
If you really like think about water pressure,
yeah.
like you don't have to go very deep before right. it's like, oh my god, this is so much pressure.
Right.
Like this things could just be crushed so easily.
Yeah.
You know? Like yeah. I think some like deep sea fish, you can't even bring it up.
Right. It'll like 変になっちゃうんだよね.
Yeah. Mm. They're like designed for the pressure.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there are so many strange looking deep sea creatures, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Is there any favorite of yours that you want to see?
No, I don't have any favorites. Actually, I don't really even know yet, but I've seen some pictures and yeah. they're just
crazy.
Just amazing.
Yeah. あとあのダイオウイカみたいなその巨大生物系、mm. なんかもう考えられない大きさみたいな、
mm. Yeah. Yeah, that we talk about aliens and stuff, but that thing is weird enough.
Mm. Yeah,
right?
So
super weird, weird enough. Definitely. もうエイリアンにしか見えないのもいるもん。だから自分がエイリアンってどういうものって思ってるかっていうにもよるけど、でもなんか映画とかフィクションで出てくるよりもクレイジーな見た目の生き物が地球にこんなにいるってことは、じゃあエイリアンはどんな見た目か想像もできないに決まってるなみたいな。
How weird do we look to a fish?
To them.
Because, you know,If there's a, like a weird smooth thing yeah. with lights on it, like a robot going into the ocean,
yeah.
Yeah.
that's the weirdest thing in there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What's weirder than the smooth, like it's not even alive but it moves? Mm-hmm. Like that's the weirdest.
しかもすごい大きいバブルス出てるからスクーバしてる時、なんかそのすごいプレデターのサインじゃん。それって海の世界で多分だから。
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we probably look very.Creepy or something yeah. to them. Like,
yeah, yeah.
whoa, what is this? Like, even to cats and dogs, like, we probably look really weird, right? Like, we don't have hair mm-hmm. on our skin. We're right. like, hagetteru in their standards, and, you know, which indicates illness or something to them. So it's like, whoa, these poor yeah. creatures. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, ew, disgusting.
If you think about it too much, everything is really weird.
Yeah. そうだね。結局ね。
変なもの着てるしね。
そうそうそう。何やってんだみたいな。Deep sea ね。面白いよね。だって、なんかそのアンコウとかももうなんか食べちゃってるし、
うん、
もうコンセプトとして慣れてるからだけど、そのライトつけてるとか、なんか、すごくない?なんか、
yeah. I'm fascinated by that, the mantis shrimp thing. Just the, remember that mantis shrimp that we talked about? The, is it mantis shrimp? It can see like all these different colors, like way more than people, and it can punch hard enough to like kill you.
Oh Whoa. Yeah. That's so fishy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a shrimp that could punch a hole through your head.
What? Like, it's pretty big?
No, it's not that big, is it?
なんかその、あの、パンチの大きさがさ、なんかインパクトがさ、なんか、what is it? MPH? No. Like, なんか数字になってるよね。
Yeah.
It's like Ant-Man, basically.
It was some ridiculous number. Like this shrimp could just punch you, and you would just die right there. Like you could go all the way to the bottom of the ocean in your special ship, and it would just punch the glass, and it's over.
You're done. すごいね。なんかあのだって日本のそのポッドがあのダイオウイカを見つけた時のその船内からのビデオみたいのがあって。もうねホラー映画で使えそうな感じというかトーンによってはこうファーって目の前を長い物体が通り過ぎるみたいな。でもその中にいる人はそれを探しに行ってるからもうもちろんすごい大興奮してるんだけど、すごいよね。でもそういう仕事が推してる人がいるっていうこと自体が普通の私みたいな人からしたらもう羨ましいし信じがたい。
What's scarier, space or the ocean?
I think the ocean is scarier.
Really?
Yeah.
Than space?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's so dark and
space is so dark.
Yeah, space is also dark, but you can always, even if you fall, you have a while before you hit the ground. I don't know. I don't know.
I guess
space, so. Outer space feels a lot more open. Whereas, like, deep seas,
it's the
you
water,
might feel
you think?
Claustrophobic. I don't know.
Mm. 確かにね。あの、なんか、ジェームス・キャメロンが深海に行くのがなんか好きで、そういうプロジェクトいつもやってるんだけど、その彼が、まあ、こんなちっちゃい本当乗り物に乗ってもギリギリ人一人入るみたいな、でもものすごい深く海底に潜るみたいなの見てるとやっぱりちょっとなんかね閉所恐怖症になりそうになるというか、なんかなんかあって上がりたくても上がれないから当たり前だけど、だから閉じ込められてるみたいな。
Have you ever been in like a submarine or something?
Not yet. Not yet. I want to.
I rode like some little submarine once.
What?
I forget where. Maybe it was in like Hawaii or something. I totally don't remember where this when this happened. But I remember like as it went down, the colors all shifted.
Right.
Because the water like filters stuff out. And then it was just like, I mean, I didn't really see anything. It was just, that's all that happened. Really.
Yeah.
I need to figure out where this was, but I think it was in Hawaii. They have like some little, like anyone can ride it, like little submarine thing that just goes down.
Was it fun? Did you like it, or was it just scary? Or
I think it was fun. I mean, it was a long time ago, like when I was a kid.
そっか。なんかじゃあ海底の仕事やってきたらまた来て教えてください。
なんか海底。
なんか海底の生き物の話もたまにねするよね。なんか面白いから。
I'm kind of curious, like, kind of a, it's a change of topic, but like how you grew up with like English and Japanese together, and like what was the dynamic with those two languages? And
yeah, so when I was growing up, I think the first 5 years in the U.S., I think within our family we were just talking in Nihongo. だから。Yeah, so I knew a little bit of English, but as soon as I came to Japan, 英語は完全に忘れちゃって。
あ、そうなんだ。
アルファベットも忘れて全然使ってなかったから。
あ、そうなんだ。え、じゃあ高校、あれ、小中
そう、中学1年の時にまたアメリカに行ったけど、
あ、そうかそうか。
英語をね、また習い直さなきゃいけんっていうか全然覚えてない。だから it was really hard.
That's what happened to me actually. I only spoke Japanese first, and I moved to the U.S. Forgot Japanese, then moved back, and then I had to put it back together.
And,
It's weird that you can just forget a language. Like, I mean, there's something left, but really you can just because when you, I feel like at that young age, when you're learning a new language, it's just so much at once. You know.
じゃあご自身の中で第一言語って言ったら日本語って感じですか？今でも。
でも中学生ぐらいにしか話、中学生のレベルぐらいしかわからないけど。
中でそこからもうずっとアメリカ、教育はずっとアメリカってことですもんね。そっか。
1年間はあのスコットランドに行ったけど、大学の後。
スコットランド何されてたんですか？
そこであの月面に望遠鏡を設置しようっていうプロジェクトをやってた。
じゃあもう世界中いろんなところを点々とって感じですよね。
まあまあスコットランドに行ったのも、まあ、そっちのヨーロッパの方はどんな感じか知りたくてっていうのもあって。
すごいね。All over the place.
So, what do you think it was when you were really small that like got you into all of this stuff? Like why like engineering and sciences? And,
yeah.
You know.
So yeah, my first interest was in science, astronomy, especially. When I was 9, went to a library and saw an encyclopedia of astronomy, like with a bunch of pictures of different planets and galaxies, and that got me. So yeah, since then I've been the book that I mentioned about about you know space theories and Stephen Hawking's book. So those things got me interested. And then, but then when I went to the came to the, went to the U.S., I learned about NASA and that people can actually travel to outer space, not just observe. So that got me interested in, like, yeah, becoming an astronaut and, like, going to outer space. So, yeah, since then, I've been interested in that.
From nine?
Yeah.
早いね。
そうかな。
なんかご両親はもともとそういうのに興味があったとかっていうのはあったんですか？
ああ、そういうわけではないけど、お父さんは一応あの化学を勉強してて、いろいろなものになんか僕に興味を持たせようとしてた。彼なんかエレクトロニクスとか好きで、あとラジコンとか。
へえ。なんかそのサイファイ的 な, なんか本とか映画とかそういうのはどうですか、
ああサイファイはあんまりね読んでみてあんまり興味が
そっかもう本当のやつのみって、
Did you say you're like a really、kind of a first principles like engineering based thinker like
yeah well notmaybe not engineering.
Like you're not into like you don't think crystals have special power. You're not.
Well, no. Actually, I am pretty open to that kind of thing too. Really? I'm interested in that kind of non-physical. Well, currently, like not explainable by current science. I am interested in that.
What sort of like strange phenomenons or have your attention?
I haven't. I personally haven't experienced anything.Other than possibly maybe 気なんか手と手の間になんか気を感じたことはあるぐらいで、それはちょっとね、あの物理的にはちょっと説明できないことの一つで、
気候みたいなやつですか？
Like the force?
Force?
Kind of like the force?
そう、ドラゴンボールみたいな本当になんか実際にプレッシャーを感じたようなことがある、まあ、でも、なんかそういうことはいろいろね興味ある。
What about like ghosts? What do you think about ghosts?
Ghost? I believe in spirits though. Like some kind of, you know, non-physical energy or soul or something. And I think it's not impossible that it can manifest as ghost. Well, I don't know. I've never seen ghosts. But I think it's possible that people can actually picture something like that. I would love to see. Yeah.
What else supernatural is there? That's kind of like...
Supernatural?
Yeah. Like Bigfoot's out, right?
Bigfoot and
Abominable
Nishi.
Snowman? Did you see anything like the Abominable Snowman and South Pole?
No.
Like Yeti?
Huh? What is
Yeti?
It?
Yeti?
Oh, Yeti. No. Unfortunately, no.
Chupacabra and all that kind of stuff.
But I believe that we are definitely more than just physical, simply physical things. Yeah.
Yeah, thinking about spirits is really fun because...なんかまあ、その本当に目に見える形で、なんていうの、視覚的な意味でっていうのは私も見たことないから分かんないけど、でもなんか同じ場所でたくさんの人がなんかそういうのを感じるみたい な, なんかそういうコレクティブなことがあったりとかすると、まあ、なんか何もないとも言えないのかなみたいなのは思う時はある、
I alwaysget weird about the question of the idea of like why are you like why isn't this consciousness in like a different person, like how do I know that you think and stuff really, like do you know what I mean, like why am I looking out of this body instead of like a different, like what do you know what I mean,
I guess
Because theoretically, I could have easily been someone else or something else or just not here, right? So there's this kind of like base question of like, why am I in this meat vehicle?
I don't really think about like body and mind being separate like that though. Like I feel like I'm like this because I have this outside thing and...
But you're still you, and you're not me.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, my impression is that, you know, we have our physical body too, but then there's this like kind of cloudy, fuzzy energy around us that's kind of like a soul that makes me an individual that stays with this body.
Right.
But I feel like that soul, that energy is not completely like just contained within my body. It's kind of fuzzy, like as it, you know, so that there are some overlaps among people. So sometimes because of that, different people can feel the same thing, or people can communicate without physically
We might have some senses beyond the obvious ones, like taste, smell.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When you're in sync with someone, right? Like when you're not, it's not like on purpose, you're not doing it consciously, but it just happens. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if it works enough, if a sense works well enough, you don't even know that you have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like it's so smooth that you don't even, like, hearing is really awkward. Things bounce, you know, vibrations and sound is bouncing off of stuff and things get in the way. And it's like, okay, it's going into my head right here. Mm-hmm. Like these holes on the side of my head. That's where it goes in. Mm-hmm. Like we can figure that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, some other sense, like what you're talking about, that might have something to do with, you know, what if you want to call it a soul or whatever, you know, it would be so inherent, so basic, so instinctual that we don't even notice that it's there. But it would explain like weird phenomena, like supposedly you can statistically, people can kind of tell if someone looks at the back of their head.
I've done I've been in an experiment like that.
Oh really?
in the house that I used to live in Berkeley. We did a little experiment like that, and I volunteered to be one of the test subjects.
So someone was looking at the back of your head, or
I just like looked away from everybody else, and there were maybe 10 people or something that who were behind me, and somebody like would sometimes everyone would look at me or not look at me. I couldn't tell anything.
You couldn't tell.
No, I'm not very sense, like, donkan. But there was another girl who went after me.
Right.
And she could tell much better.
そっか. 人にもよるのか、じゃ
あ。あ、それは人によると思う。
そっか.
It's like, there's weird stuff that happens in nature, too. Like, I forget what you call it, but when large flocks of birds all change direction at the exact same time, and it flows like a fluid almost, and it's almost impossible for us to describe how that's happening in real time like that.
でも確かにその誰かがこっちを見てる、なんか一定の方角を見てるっていうののセンスがあるとしたら、それをもっと敏感にしていけば、同じ時に同じ方向を向くのもできるよね。
If that sense exists.
Because sometimes I can tell when my cats are looking at me. Like, I can tell that I'm being watched.
Yeah.
And I can't really explain why or how, but
it
just happens.
Yeah.
But, like, straight, materialist science would tell you that that's a form of, confirmation bias or...
I mean I understand that, but I want to think that, as he said earlier, like we have this like soul or whatever kind of nijimi deteru cuz like iro ga mieru hito iru jan, nanka hito ni yotte ma aura toka ma iroiro yobikata wa aru kedo kono hito wa nani iro toka nanka so iu no mo moshikashitara sore to tsunagatteru kamoshirenai kedo ma ima no kagaku de wa ne datte sonna no nai tte iwarechau kamoshirenai kedo.
I'm more inclined to think that, you know, if we do have that sort of a sense, additional sense, it's more like has to do with the sort of a collective subconscious type of thing, whereas like people are connected to other people in some way that we don't quite understand. Like there's a weird, like language is so clumsy, and so is sort of like equations and stuff. Like we can't really quantify it, but there's like a weird connection that people have to other people.
Yeah. いや、なんかいい例が全然見つかんないけど、なんかこう私とマイケルはほとんど毎日ぐらい、まあ、メールしたりとか話したりしてる中で、そのお互いに言ってないのに同じものに注目しているとか、なんかエアプランツとかさ、It's like, oh wow, like you've been thinking about that too みたいな、それも結構なんかコレクティブコンシャスネスじゃないけど、なんかあるのかなみたいな。
I think a lot of it is just we kind of underestimate how active the subconscious is. And so there's a lot of social like feedback loops that occur between people that you don't have the time to think about. It's just a, you know, but subconscious mind does so much more than we think it does. Yeah. Like sometimes I'm just on the computer, it's like, what have I been doing for like the last hour? You know, it's just the autopilot.
Yeah,
how much of it is actually autopilot? In one day, from when you wake up to
you go
to bed. I feel
like quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scary almost.
The autopilot?
Yeah.
でもそれができるのもある意味なんか言い方によってはスーパーパワーじゃないけど、何オートパイロットで会社に行ったりとか、こう何も考えないで、結構すごいですよねそれ。
っていうか、あの人がなんかすごい混んでる、あのね、なんか渋谷の交差点とか人がこうやって動いてるのも他の動物から見たら、あの 僕たちがその鳥が一緒に飛んでるのを見るのとちょっと似てるのかもしれない。ただ鳥の方が早いだけで。
確かに。
What's weird is like you'll be at the Shibuya crossing, everyone gets across without much incident, then you're on the sidewalk and it's like one other person and you guys like, almost run into each other. It's like this should be way easier than Shibuya crossing. You know what I mean? It's like more people is easier almost to cross. You know?
Maybe because you just follow the person in front of you.
Maybe, but however it works, you know, because I can like, I mean, there are people that are looking down at their phone and they'll go from one side of the Shibuya Kousaten to the other perfectly all the time while looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, you know, you get the, it's two people and it's like, which
way? あの変な話、電話とかその自分が行く方向を見てる方が あってならないんだよね。そのお互いの顔とかを見ちゃうともうどっち行くか分かんないから詰まっちゃうけど、
yeah. It's those the subconscious feedback loop messes you up.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's subconscious but it's definitely there.
No one wants to get into this situation where you don't know if I'm going left and you're going left and is it your left or my right or, you know, then you justrun into each other or
something. そうだね。でもまあ確かに動物から見たらね、あの渋谷交差点もかなりの不思議な状況ですよね。
You know, that's a weird phenomenon, and I think it's related to being in the zone. And there's this idea that you can be in the zone, where, you know, if an athlete is in the zone, you know, he's just shooting baskets and they're all just going, you know, straight in. But part of that is not thinking about it, you know, letting the subconscious, letting the muscle memory just work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can overthink things and very easily whatever natural talent you had is like destroyed.
I think that's true.
And they call it like, it's like clutch. They call it clutch. It's like a clutch play. If you can stay in the zone despite pressure or... It's either clutch or you choke. And choking is like, you know, you thought about it too much. You use the wrong part of your brain when you should have just been doing the natural movement. You tried to think, and like sometimes thinking's bad.
I agree. Yeah.
And birds are good at not thinking. So that's why, you know, maybe that's why they're so good.
And also another thing about birds, like flock of birds, I feel like humans, I feel like, are a little more individualistic than these animals like ants and birds. I feel like birds, like maybe the whole flock has a shared kind of almost like shared soul, you know. And same thing with ants.
Yeah,
they talk about with orca. Like orca, they start having this single mind, like collective mind, and they think that that's why when one sick one is swimming towards the shore, and it's like 打ち上げられてもう死にそうになってる時に仲間も一緒に打ち上がっちゃうっていう現象があって、それはだからその個人主義じゃなくてやっぱり collective mind があるからじゃないかっていうふうに。
But they also call it a hive mind.And that comes from beehives, because bees have this insane level of cooperation and working together and efficiency. But we don't really understand how they are communicating to each other. Like, there, we see bees like dancing and like doing weird stuff, but like, how does that tell you where to put the honey, or I don't know what they do? But build the little hexagon things. I don't know.
I feel like from animals, like when they look at us and hear us talking to each other, that probably just sounds like me and wah, and it's like, what are they doing? Like, how are they communicating? Right. So it's probably just the same thing.
The individuality thing is interesting because it's there's I was at, this is a weird story. I like walked into like a canon. Like a camera store, and they had a display of like photographs there, and there it was just a bunch of kind of odd, almost random photographs of things in Tokyo, and one of the photographs was this sea of people, just tons of people. They're all Japanese people, as far as I could tell. Everyone, you know, is around the same height and has black hair, and then there's a pole there with a light on it. And there's one foreigner, one white guy, and he's looking at the photographer. And like 300 Japanese people looking the other way. And just the white guy is looking the opposite direction. And it's like, you know, that's not a coincidence. It's that there's a interconnectedness between all these Japanese people here that have, you know, kind of a, their values are in line, they're kind of experiencing this thing the same way, and this person has come from another culture, another background, and so different things are new to this person, and so, you know, just this one photo really captured that, you know, the kind of more collective, you know, parallel thinking, and the one foreigner like looking the complete opposite direction.
You know,
but that photo kind of stuck in my mind for some reason, just because I mean it was really funny at the time too. I thought it was hilarious. The guy kind of looks like Colonel Sanders or something.
Yeah, there's one story that a friend of mine told me that has like that I remember especially about this. He was like playing around with ants' nest, and he was kind of mean. He was still little, so he had a candle, and he just like stuck the candle, burning candle, on plugged the ants' nest with the burning candle, just to, for fun. And then what he saw was like the ants, he said, started climbing up the candles. That one candle, and many of them would, you know, on the way, along the way, get, you know, the melted candle wax will just trap them. But the ants kept climbing up. And then as they climb, as more and more climbed up, some of them started making it to the top, and like, and then get trapped by the wax. And then eventually, you know, so many of them went up enough that it like put out the candle. Yeah, I thought, whoa.
That's the least efficient way to put out a candle.
That's like sperm. Like how sperms work. Like they have to work together in vagina to protect themselves from the acid. And then some sperms are just there to protect the other sperms, you know, like a wall, so that they can go through to the egg. You know, so it's really interesting, because that really reminded me of how the sperms work.
Huh. I never would have guessed that there was a sperm connection to the candle. So.
でもそういうことだよね。だから協力することによって何かでかいことを成し遂げるみたいな。
Well, they say if the queen ant, is that what it's called? Queen ant?
I think so.
If the queen dies, then the rest of the ants like march in a circle until they die, until they starve to death. It's like they all give up, and they just walk in circles.
Don't they make another queen?
No.
So the whole...
Well, I don't know. If maybe this is just like one type of ant.
Ah, okay.
Or,
okay.
I don't know.
たまに葉っぱから葉っぱにアマゾンとかでこうアリが乗り移るためになんかこう橋みたいのを作ってるやつ見たことあります。なんかアリが自分たちの体でみんながこう組み合わさって手と手を取るみたいな感じで橋にしてみんなで渡って遠くに行くっていう。
What do you know about the fungi or the fungus that infects an ant's head?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the ant will climb to the top of the nearest plant. And when it gets to the very highest point that it can, it just like looks up and then this spore explodes out the top of its head.
Yeah.
And the idea is that the mushroom mind controls the ant so that the or the fungus mind controls the ant so that the spore will have the greatest possible floating distance.
Oh.
So that's why the ant is made to climb upwards.
Right, interesting.
What a incredibly sophisticated like evolutionary mechanism by something like a spore. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are from space.
Right? I mean, it's I love reading about parasites. It's really fascinating what they do. It's really it looks really evil in a sense, but it's and creepy, but it's amazing what they can do. 結構ひどいしね、しかも大体。Why would you do this? Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of things like fungi live off of like dead things, you know, and it's kind of an interesting idea that something can sustain itself off of the dead, whereas most things in nature kill other life to live. So it's kind of an interesting exception to that, you know, that rule.
Lice とかもそうだもんね。
Yeah, the bacteria in our gut. It's this idea that survival can come from being indispensable rather than by being the strongest predator. Right?
Yeah, yeah. True. Everyone's nodding. Yeah. でもそうなんか昨日本当昨日の連絡から今ここで収録していること自体がもう結構奇跡なんだけど、ちっちゃい奇跡というか、ユニバースにしたら、but it's still。
そう、一昨日ほんの一昨日ね、千秋さんとたまたま高尾山を登った、
そう
早朝登ってその時に話してくれた。
高尾山からバイリンガルニュースへみたいな。but yeah, like わざわざ。なんかそんなバイリンガルニュース別に聞いてるわけでもないのにわざわざこんな来ていただいて本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you for coming.
ね、いつも宇宙の話してるからやっと本物の専門家と話せて、ね、よかった、
これから聞いてみます。
ありがとうございます。
Definitely come again.
Yeah, yes, please.
After you go to the bottom of the ocean or wherever you
or
end
outer
up,
space.
Yeah, outer space.
Yeah, そうだね。これからのご活躍楽しみにしています。
ありがとうございます。
というわけで終わりかな。
Yep.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.